Instagram Stories for Thursday, January 29th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, is going to stop by to talk about notifications and how to best manage them for your individual phone. We'll also talk about a new social media platform from OpenAI, the makers of ChatGPT. And interestingly, this social media platform would have no AI on it whatsoever. We'll also hear a TikTok strategic tip that I came across recently that I think is fantastic. Before we get into all of that, I got a review of the show and I am very excited, so let me share it.
Best part of my morning news cycle. Daniel, when I found your podcast by chance when I selected different news channels to play, when I tell my Google Home to play the news each morning, and it's been my favorite episode during my morning routine listen. Thanks for the entertaining information. I'm just a casual social media user, but love learning, and this scratches that itch. Keep killing it, Halaik.
Thank you to Halaik for leaving your review. Thank you for taking the time to do that. I really appreciate it. It is very encouraging and motivating to continue making this show. If you would like to leave a review, it doesn't cost you anything. You can get to the best spot to do that using the link in the show notes, or you can just go on Apple Podcasts directly and search for the Instagram Stories social media news. You'll find the show, leave a review. I would super appreciate it. Okay, we are going to get into today's news, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Now let's hear from the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, as he talks about how to customize the notifications on the Instagram app in the best way that works for you and lets you get some sleep.
You have a lot more control over your notifications on Instagram than you might think. If you go to Profile, Settings, and the Notifications, there are tons of options for you to shape exactly when you hear from us. But there are two I wanted to specifically call out. The first is sleep mode, so you can decide not to get any notifications from Instagram at night. You can actually pick what days of the week and what times of day you want to stop getting notifications from us to protect your sleep. And the second is you can actually just pause all of your notifications if you have, let's say, a bunch of work to do and you just don't want to be distracted. These are ways of helping you be a little more intentional about when you hear from Instagram. So please go check it out. Again, that's Profile, Settings, Notifications. And hopefully this helps you make Instagram into something that works a bit better for you. More to come. Peace.
Historically, I've mentioned on this show many times that I turn off all the notifications for apps that want to notify me about everything. And I noticed that when I open those apps, they frequently invite me to turn notifications on. What I've started doing is taking screenshots of every time one of these apps asks me to turn on notifications, and I put it in a special folder. And on a day when I'm really feeling unloved and unnoticed and uncared about, I go look at that folder of screenshots of apps that have requested me to turn on notifications, and I feel a lot better about myself because I think, Daniel, someone wants your attention, even if your videos don't get a lot of views. Okay, let's move on to the OpenAI news. If you're not familiar, they are the makers of ChatGPT as well as the Sora app. And I can confidently say that the AI slop that you see on social media platforms today, both in text and video format, is largely because of the efforts that OpenAI has made over the past 2 years. Interestingly, OpenAI has a very small team in the very early stages of development working on a real humans-only social media platform, which they are planning to leverage as a potential selling point for the AI company, trying to compete with apps like Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and X. There's not a lot of news available apart from that, but thinking about this in perspective, the work that OpenAI has done to provide AI content for all the social media platforms and how much that's fundamentally shifted the content we consume, but then they take the opposite approach to create a persons only platform, says to me that they're not betting on AI creation for social media platforms as a long-term strategy, especially when it comes to profit, and they recognize at some point someone will make a persons only social media platform, and it might as well be them because this gives them a fighting chance to compete with the other social media platforms. This, of course, is in the very early stages of development, and a lot can change between now and when it finally launches, but don't worry, I will keep you up to date on that news. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to share a strategy I saw on TikTok for increasing your social media followers that I actually think makes a lot of sense, and it would apply to TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, and any other platform that you're spending time on. You're going to like this. Stick around. Welcome back. I recently came across this social media strategy from someone called John Friends. The concept that he explains in this video is simple to do and makes a lot of sense, and it can apply to any social media platform that you're looking to gain followers on. Here's the clip.
I think maybe the most underrated TikTok video that you can make is a simple introducing yourself video that's literally like 12 to 15 seconds long. I remember a few months ago, I saw this girl who made a video that was like the most mid video ever. Her communication was poor. Her energy was not stoked, or she looked like she was like not happy to be there. But she literally made this video where she's like, hey, this is why I made this account. This is what I want to talk about. Follow me if you're interested. And it got like 20,000 views. And I'm assuming she got a lot of followers from it. All these people were in the comments like, oh my gosh, can't wait to follow, like saying hi. And I was like, no way that works. And so literally before I went to bed that night, I was in my bed. I was like, I had my covers over me. I was about to fall asleep. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try that kind of video. I grabbed my phone and it's literally 12 seconds long. I went, hi, my name's John. I make content because I want to help people who are lonely make more friends and improve the quality of their friendships. If that's interesting to you, hit that follow button and I'll see you tomorrow. That is the script. That's what I said. And it got 24,000 views and I got 600 followers just from that one single video. And I was like, what? How does that work? And so now I literally make that video once a week because you're always going to reach a new audience, especially on TikTok. Like, people just love this authentic, off the cuff, hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm trying to do in the world. Let me know if you're interested. Like, it just works for whatever reason. And it just is super repeatable. And I also don't think your current audience is ever going to get tired of it because they love your mission. They love what you care about. They're following you for those things. They're not going to be annoyed that you're like trying to continue sharing that mission, sharing that purpose. So do me a favor, and as soon as you're done watching this video, record a 12 to 15 second video. I'm not kidding. Keep it that short. Just telling people why you're here, what you're making content about, and telling people to follow. You see what happens.
This is a fantastic tip. I just came across it, so I haven't been able to implement it myself. If you think you can't implement it because you don't have one specific topic you frequently talk about, I think it is a good chance to get very clear about what that one topic is or why someone would follow you. Once you're clear on that, then you can make the kind of video that John is describing. I will link to John's video in the show notes. You can go ahead, check out his account, and give him a follow. That is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a moment, leave a review of the show. It only takes a minute, but really means a lot to me, and I would greatly appreciate it. And as always, you can find links to everything I've talked about in today's episode in the show notes. Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.